Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is from a couple months ago, but most of the content is still relevant. This is the first time I had a lengthy discussion with Hammerhand, the MGTOW monk. If you're listening to this on YouTube, you're not going to get the whole thing, because the organizer of this talk, Undead Chronic, says some naughty words in this that are worthy of getting my channel banned. So follow the Odyssey or BitChute link in the description to the platforms where this is completely uncensored and in full length. Before we begin playing our chat, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, here's my chat with Hammerhand and Undead Chronic, so enjoy.
Right. If someone says, I'm MGTOW, I assume they're a monk. I assume they don't date women. If you date women, you might in some way or manner say you're MGTOW, but that's not like the first thing you claim out of your mouth, you know?
Well, I mean, when I went back to dating, I realized this isn't going to work. Like, if I want to keep these ideas fresh in my brain, I can't be in a relationship. It just doesn't work. So, I mean, I think you're right to some extent. I mean, you can have a girlfriend on the side for like a few weeks, maybe a month, but after that, like for me, my brain just turns to mush. So I can't do it.
I think there's a lot of dudes who they get their feet under them with this philosophy, because MGTOW is so much more than, it's using multiple equations to propose a theory, right? If you never have heard of these equations before, you'll probably hear them best explained by MGTOW, because he's trying to propose his theory. Not a lot of people are putting the equations out there, you know, the basics, indisputable facts, the family quartz, hypergamy, monkey branching, that kind of stuff. So young men who have grown up in a world that has been lying to them for decades, for their entire life, getting emotionally destroyed and harvested by women, they get the real messages mostly from channels like Sandman, Hammerhand, TFM, whoever. They have some kind of personal connection with the MGTOW branding. They don't agree with the application of the knowledge, but they still feel the need or the urge to identify as MGTOW, and that's not really what they are. So you'll see people in the comment sections often, I'm MGTOW, but I got a girlfriend. I'm MGTOW, but I pump and dump. I'm MGTOW, but I date. If you pump and dump, if you date, if you have a girlfriend, for me, you know, I'm not MGTOW, but I don't see you as a MGTOW. I don't.
I would agree. You're right there on the very fringe. You know, it defies logic to me to have somebody observe the philosophy, practice the philosophy, and then say, yes, I'm aware. I know about usury. I know about legal indemnity. I know what they're doing to me. I know how this just gets me fucking shucked and jived, but I'm still going to go ahead and opt in to do it. Island Hermit says, happy humble hermit is MGTOW and he has a girlfriend. Yeah, we've spoken about that before with the hermit. And it's definitely an interesting talk.
That's like a dude saying he's straight, but he likes to suck dick on the weekend. It makes no sense. I don't care. Like, you saying you're MGTOW, you think that that being in that community is more important than reality.
They get a girlfriend and then they disappear like a few months later and they're gone. Like the channels, dead.
Here's the thing: you don't have to be MGTOW to enjoy this kind of content. You don't. That's right. Hammerhand's not out here saying if you ever date a woman, you're worthless. Get off my chest. He doesn't say that. That's yourself holding yourself to standards nobody's holding you to. You don't get brownie points for being a MGTOW.
It's a little bit of folks that are coming in that are brand spanking new that also have some things confused. You know, they haven't been in here 10 fucking minutes and they're already telling people who, what, when, and where. And you have to take some time to sit down and figure this out and see where you fit in it.
Yeah, I mean, these dudes find the truths on these MGTOW channels and they feel like, well, I have to associate with this community and call myself a MGTOW no matter what my lifestyle is. It's not how it works, man. Like, no. you can be part of the Hammer Hands community, Sandman's community, and not be a MGTOW. You don't have to be a MGTOW.
I agree with all of that. I think that some of that, well, I can't tell you what percentage it is, but I think that in my opinion, knowing what we know about parental statistics, about the amount of men that have been raised by single mothers, I think a ton of that shit goes back to men looking for a place to belong.
Yep.
You know, I think that they're looking for a place to belong.
So. Well, but that also comes down to validation, right? So
yes.
And then if they can't get that validation from other men, then they try to get it from women, right? So think about it. Right. If you go your own way, you're no longer getting female validation. So you need a crutch to kind of keep you going. So then they find the MGTOW community and they're like, oh, look, there's a crutch for me to connect to.
I agree, man. It could be a very useful crutch. You have to recognize it. You know, I said for a long time, I can't rely on other people. I can't pull pieces of them and plug it into me to make up for what I don't have or what I feel like I need. I have to look inside of myself and be able to discern what's wrong. And if I can't do that, nobody can do that for me. I have to be able to do that. And you got to be comfortable with who and what you are.
But you have to understand, like, your profession, you know, you're on the roads, whatever, I don't know how many weeks alone every year. And that basically means that you have to learn to validate yourself. Otherwise, you'll go crazy alone on there. So, but a lot of people don't have that. They're surrounded by people they don't like or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. Vedic Ghost says, at Hammerhand, can you watch Laszlo? I don't know what that is. At Sandman, how's life and your health? At Undead Chronic, thinking about moving to Colorado, your thoughts on that and where? Sandman, how's life and health?
Okay, I guess my reflux is under control. I've got, I started taking these things called Swedish berries. Swedish bitters, sorry. Swedish bitters. Swedish berries would not be good, right?
They're really small.
So the Swedish bitters are actually helping with reflux. If you have stress-related reflux, I definitely suggest taking those, like just a little, very little, and they'll clear up your reflux in no time.
Have you considered cannabis sativa for your stress-induced medical problems?
No. Like,
smoking in, yeah.
You know, it's just, you know.
One I had a doctor day, try to prescribe that shit to me for arthritic pain, and I'm like, nah, man, I can't go down that route. I can't do it.
Kush is too strong. One of these days, I'll send Sandman a sex doll, and it'll, like, pick it up. As soon as he picks it up, it'll just explode into a bud.
That's terrible. To the brim. That's
what is wrong. You'll send me a sex doll? What?
Well, you'll pick it up, and it's really just a bunch of marijuana put up in some saran wrap.
Now, gotcha.
Yeah, then you'll have to consume it. You have to consume
I'll throw it all onto my bed, and then I'll throw the other two dolls that I have on the bed with it, and then I'll have a party by myself. There you go.
It'll be enough.
Any way you can get it, right?
It'll be enough kush. You'll just get a contact high whenever you walk into your house. And for Hammerhand, I'm just going to have to stalk him like a, you know, one of those old British hunters with a syringe gun, which is pure CBD oil, and just shoot it right into the kneecap. I'm like, shit. Motherfucker.
That might not work out too well.
Yeah, the Colorado issue, the guy was asking, what about Colorado? Look, Colorado has fallen, right? Like, all the refugees from California have moved to Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado's fucked. I mean, like, it depends on what you want. Do you just want to be a bum and smoke weed all day? Yeah, sure, go to Colorado. Fuck the Democrats, fuck the taxes.
Last time I was in Wyoming and South Dakota, I turned around. I was going to go to Denver. They actually have the International Church of Cannabis there. So if you go, they took an old church and they painted all the murals above with cannabis leaves. It's hilarious. So,
too bad you didn't go. Shit. We could have converted you. You would have seen Preacher Chronic up there. Y'all shall take a holy drag off this green blunt. Amen.
Look, so many people invested in cannabis stocks in Canada, and they lost so much money because they were thinking it was going to become like the next big thing.
Nope.
And what ended up happening was all the people who they just grew their own. They were like, oh, we were allowed to have two plants, so we're just going to grow our own at home.
Nope.
So there you go.
Nope, that's not the way that shit works. The Californians found out about that. Almost every weed business out there loses money.
It depends, and that's because the illegal dealers are making more money. And so the legal ones have to shut down.
It depends on what kind of businesses you you invest in, right? Like if you're investing in some random grow op, yeah, that's a pretty, it's, you know, high reward, high risk. But if you're investing in some technology company that's all they do is they test marijuana plants, it's a more stable investment. But people, they talk about weed, it gets legalized, and they go, oh, this is a new Dogecoin. And then they just dump thousands of dollars in it, thinking they're going to get rich. Yeah, that's a foolish move.
Ronald Roland in the chat says, at Hammerhand, they have a distributor in the pushy-pushy, the Mr. Needle, taken from the HIV virus. And this has come to light here recently. It's all over mainstream news, so we shouldn't have a problem saying it. They are pushing for people to take HIV tests in mass. Have you guys heard about that?
I haven't heard about that, but I've heard about the new HIV strain. Somebody sent me an article earlier yesterday, and so what's going on? Like, so it's a more lethal version. It basically spreads a lot quicker and it leads to full blown AIDS a lot quicker. But like, where did it come from? Like, how did this viruses all usually go to a milder form? How did this get like so much stronger all of a sudden? So I think Mr. Fauci has a new ouchie for us, right?
Yeah. It was revealed that they did that on purpose.
I don't know. I haven't read enough to know that, but I'm just looking at the consequences. So will it spreads more easily? What does that mean? Does that mean it's airborne? Like, are we're going to be coofing up AIDS? Like, what's going on?
I think that these motherfuckers are just looking for ways to extend this, and the fear mongering and the fear porn absolutely works.
Yeah, and it's the extending of this is actually, you know, what like Justin Skippy Trudeau wants to do, but it's not going to work. Like, you know, people are done. People don't want to do this. So now they're doing the whole like Russia-Ukraine narrative. It's just, this is just insane, right? Like, I don't know. I'm getting tired of this, but they have to push something because their views on media are collapsing. So they don't know what to do. They don't know how to keep people engaged anymore.
Well, they're doing the same old shit. I mean, if I don't know who watched the game tonight, but while I had the channel muted for most of the evening. You know, I'd check in every once in a while when there was a score or something, but the fucking commercials are 100 times worse than they've ever been. And they don't understand that people didn't migrate to the internet or YouTube or Facebook or whatever platform they chose because it was new and awesome and edgy. It was to get the fuck away from them.
Well, look, have you, like, besides the Super Bowl, have you actually sat down and watched television in the last number of years? Because whenever I sit down and watch TV, like, I can't watch it. Like, these people are just like,
yeah,
they're saran wrap people. They're fake. Yes. I mean, I can't watch it anymore. And I used to work in it. And I used to work in this thing. And back then it was like, it was good because it was the only thing around. Now that the monopoly is broken, nobody's watching it. So
they haven't been watching for a long time.
It's been five to ten years. Yeah.
This year I'll be watching my racing. So I just, God for fucking bid, I have to sit through commercials and shit. So I think I'm just going to DVR the stuff and then come back and watch it later. But this is the first year in 3 years that I'll be watching the racing, and I haven't watched mainstream television in probably 15 years.
Well, look at it this way. 40% of people have ad blockers. So you're not watching ads. So the ad companies, like, you know, the YouTube revenue model of ads at some point is going to blow up on them because people are going to use blockers, or they're going to find content on other platforms that don't have ads. So, you know, that whole business model is over. So how are you going to advertise your cheap tchotchkes on whatever platform?
That's what I need to do. Sam, man, you just give me a good idea. I need to make an advertisement for my videos.
Uh-oh.
I don't make any money off of it, but it's really going to be stop long nose Susan the cunt from earning any money. Download these free ad blockers. Fuck YouTube.
And when
fuck
this
Google.
Stream goes down, now don't be surprised.
I didn't say anything bad,
did I?
They
did it to me the other day.
Look! I got I think over 10,000 people signed up to the Brave browser back in the day, and that's 10,000 people.
They turned you upside down and shook you for your shekels.
Yeah, they did kind of fuck you, didn't they?
Well, they finally paid me, but it was funny because they were going to give me like a contract to keep pumping this stuff up, and then something happened. Like, I heard from that the CEO basically posted that one of his contacts had sent him like, you know, information about my content. So some like lefty contacted the CEO and basically got him to turn against me.
So,
and then,
so we know that the CEO of that company is under the influence of leftoids.
Look at the people that work for Brave, right? So it's like all purple hair. Like the moment I started promoting them, I was like, oh, let's see who's working for this company. And I'm like, oh, it's in California. It's all lefties. How long before they not only demonetize me, but take my money? It's going to happen at some point.
They were popular for a little bit, man. But once you made that video calling them out, the whole community just basically abandoned them. And it's not just like they lose their current user base. They lost any potential to grow in this space. So they're probably a big company right now.
No, they're still growing. Like they've got, I think it's 40 to 50 million monthly active users now. So they're actually growing. And their coin went up to like $2. So they did pretty good. Right now, I think it's back down to like 70 cents, now, 80
compare,
cents.
Compare it to if this whole space, because MGTOW, the Manosphere, we're the progenitors of a lot of this new kind of messaging, right? If you were supported by the Brave browser consistently, and I saw that, I might have adopted it. Hammerhead might have adopted it. The whole Manosphere might have adopted it. It would have spread from the Manosphere onward forward. So they might be growing, but they shot themselves in the testicle when they fucked you over. And I don't forgive them for that. Even if they paid you out, if they said sorry, I would need to see every single SJW get on their hands and knees and crawl into the crater of an active volcano before I support them.
Look, it's you kind of have to expect the politics, because it's not the CEO. It's all the people that are working in the company, and they get all like uppity, and they basically have to stop whatever they don't like, right? So, you know, it's a bad idea, but why didn't they stop me in there early on, right? Like okay taking all those new subscribers for a year and a half.
You can be okay with expecting the politics, but the politics that we should be the only politics we are allowed to be we should be okay with are lefty feminist turbo vaginist politics. I've never seen a leftist submit anything to against their beliefs ever. It's always us that has to compromise. I'm done compromising. I don't care. If I sniff even a hint of Tumblr off even a secretary of a company, I'm done with them.
Look, use them, make your money. But be aware that at any moment you can get canceled for no reason at all. That's just kind of how we have to play this, right? So it's just like, and then take all the money that you make and invest it, earn some dividend income, and then use that money to keep
yourself
going.
That's how I see YouTube. But like, I'll be damned before I promote a new alternative platform if they're going to be hiring SJWs. Absolutely not.
But it's not just SJWs. It's like you look at things like Rumble. Like I looked at Rumble and I was just like, they're going to kick me off. It's like, people are like, well, why are they? Because they're conservatives. They don't want me there.
Yes.
Right. So you're going to see this battle. You see, look, right now we're all like, oh, the left, the SJWs, you know, in a few years, it might be like, if the alternative platforms take off, we might be fighting against cuckservatives that are trying to shut us down.
How many people have been banned from YouTube because conservatives got pussy hurt? I would say the number is zero. So you're saying the enemy in 20 years could be the conservatives, and you might have a point there. But right now, I'm getting kicked in the dick by the left. Not a single conservative is actively trying to suppress our voices. Now, for you, Sandman, was it 2 years ago, there was a conservative, Miss Lauren Wheelbarrow Pussy Southern, was getting real upset because you made one video about her. But I think she's a moderate now.
She basically... okay, so I got a message from her saying that she was going to sue me if I didn't take the video down. There was no like, hey, Sandman, how you doing? Can you please take this video down? I'm back and making content. I would have taken the video down, no problem, right? And even though she threatened to sue me, I still took the video down off of YouTube. And then I just posted what she had sent me on Twitter. And then she freaked out because everyone saw like the tactics that she was using. And then she basically said, oh, it's Sandman's fault. He didn't include the entire context of my message trying to cancel him. Like, what? Like, this is what you said, right? Like, I didn't make it up. And yet she's still blaming me for choosing to post what she said. Like, I should have posted.
Bitch that is held up, though, by conservatives as a paragon of virtue. Like Tomi Lahren, like Lauren fucking Chin, you know, Sydney Watson.
Like, look, Lauren Southernson, whatever her name is, she she basically had her anchor baby. She married some rich doctor, I think. I don't know. So she's like, she's basically set herself up. And then she went back to content production. So now she's kind of like, look, I'm a good conservative woman. Now I can go make content. And I've proven myself, right?
Right. I mean, she could get, and this is the same with Cindy Thotson. She can get some normie conservatives, but the main bulk of her profit potential was getting more hardline conservative anti-feminist dudes who would pour their sexual energy and channel it through their wallets to the Trad Thoughts PayPals. Once these white dudes see my white queen marry a dark-skinned Asian and give and pop out a half-calf, half-a-bastard, they're not donating anymore. And Lauren Southern isn't smart enough, intelligent enough, witty enough to convince the masses to donate at nearly the same level she could convince the horn dogs to donate. So she's probably turning a profit. I'm sure she's monetized on YouTube, but the $100, $200 super chats of all the guys that secretly want to get on a knee for her, they're gone. They moved on to the next 18-year-old trad thought.
Yeah, pretty much.
Agreed. You know, and how many times do you think that those guys are going to be able to suffer that kind of an awakening, so to speak, you know, that type of betrayal? Now, I'm not saying that she owed them anything. She didn't owe them anything except the truth. And it was going to be hard to get that from her because she was living a life and still is living a life that's counter to what she was saying.
Anybody that expects, a lot of them white, what I say here, Hammer, and you'll agree with me with this. Anybody that expects truth from a woman is a damn fool.
I think for the vast majority of them, you're correct.
Honestly, women don't have fists. They succeed biologically through manipulating and or convincing men.
Yeah.
Well, they will twist the truth the way a man will throw a hook on another man. That's how they fight. That's how they survive.
Well, how many have we read about here in the last month, 60 days, that have convinced law enforcement to murder their opposition? It's happened a lot.
What are you referring to?
Swatting calls, female to male, domestic violence calls, female to male. And then there was actually no domestic violence at all, but you still got a dead man somewhere because cops were called. You know, they know that they can come in and weaponize the police to win an argument, even at the cost of your life. They know that they can do that, and they do it. And they do it. We've had four here in the last 60 days, five. But like Emily Linden says, she'll tell you she'll pay that price. She'll sacrifice your life to make advancements for feminism.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really cover the violence and the domestic assault and the, you know, divorce stuff as much as I used to, because it's just, I feel like it's beating a dead horse at this point. I feel like it's not exciting anymore, right? Like, you know, it's just, it's one of those things. But like, I think we should definitely talk about the story about that 15-year-old kid who asked to touch a boobie, and he was like that. What do you guys think about that?
Hammerhand, I sent you the link to that story. I saw that story. I sent it to Hammerhand in the DMs, and I said before I sent the link, I said, "Feminism kills," and I sent him that link.
Yeah,
I don't think I thought about it. I'm like, who's to blame for this? And it's like, everyone's to blame for this. Like, well, you get the overbearing parents who are overprotective.
Feminists.
You get the 15-year-old kid who's an incel who didn't look in the mirror before he asked the girl out.
He's a feminist. Yes.
He's just a kid.
Yep. Still a feminist. You know? He is indoctrinated and dipped into the feminist toxins.
Like, I look at it this way. He was basically part of the LGBT community. And I think he was using that as like as armor to protect himself from criticism.
Cover.
And it still didn't work. So just because you like virtue signal that you're on the left and you'll still get attacked. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my man pussy's getting hurt. No, I mean, the kid was a feminist. Because here's the thing. If the kid wasn't a feminist, he wouldn't give a fuck what feminists said on Twitter, and he wouldn't rope himself.
Yeah, no, for sure. Right? Look at the cops. I think the cops are to blame too, because they opened a criminal investigation for a question. It's like, what did he do? He asked to touch my boobie. It's like, Did you let him?
Those are bonk cops,
it's like,
for you.
We definitely need to investigate this and open up a $500,000 case to, you know, and book all the man hours to, people hours to figure out like what happened here. Like the UK, the police is a fucking joke.
The UK is a joke. The government
the UK is
a joke.
Fucking joke. Yeah.
The UK government is supported by swaths of men, millions of men, who willingly get on their hands and knees and get fucked in the ass by the state. Now, you could say that about every Western government, but in the UK, it's extra egregious. You have your 15-year-old sons. I mean, if my 15-year-old son roped himself because the cops opened a case, there would be a lot of cops crying at funerals over the next month. I'll say it like that. There would be righteous violence against the state. But that never happened in the UK. They complain about it and they go, oh no, my daughter got trafficked by a bunch of
they blame them
kebabo sexuals from the Middle East.
They blame them. They blame the fucking kids for getting raped by these well, they call them Asians over there, but we know who they are. You know, we know what they are. These cultures are diametrically opposed to one another. They are not meant to be mixed, and that's why you see them segregating inside the same towns and cities. That's what they're doing. They're self-segregating.
It only happens because white European culture is weak.
Yes, it is.
It's weak.
Well, it's not so much that they're weak. They don't understand the consequences of what they're doing. Like, look,
I would say they're weak. I would say they're
like,
weak because
I'm half Serbian, right? So Serbs have basically been Serbs are basically in the Balkans, and they live in the crossroads between the East and the West. So whenever any empire needs to go somewhere, they have to come through that territory. Right. So they literally level everything and then they move on. So the Turks would invade and the Germans would invade. And so like the Russians didn't want to invade because they were smart, right? Like the Serbs and the Russians were kind of allies for the most part, but the Russians have no real allies. They're just there for themselves. But anyway, that's a long story. But the reason I'm bringing this up is, when you're under occupation from like for 300-400 years by the Turks, you know that you can't mix with that culture. You fight to keep your identity separate. So the Europeans have no idea because they were never under Ottoman occupation or Turkish occupation. So when they let Muslims in, they don't understand the consequences of that because they don't have a history of that.
Oh, I mean, why do they let Muslims in?
Because of the collapsing fertility rates. This is the problem. They're trying to prop up their economy. Well, so
it's because their women vote for it.
And their women do vote for it. Yes.
And why
they
why do they give women political power? Because they're weak.
Well, look, if you want to know why women have political power, it all comes down to I think it was Socrates, Plato. If you look at like how we go from political system, so we start off as a aristocracy, right? So we start off as a king and a queen, and then the next level down is a timocracy, which is the government switches over and the king and the queen get kicked out and the warriors and if you look at the American Revolution. Right. So so you look at what happened, they kicked the king out, and then you basically had the founding fathers who were the warriors, the generals during the American Revolution. They took power.
You can say they're more businessmen, but yeah.
Then the next is the oligarchy, right? So then after that, you get the oligarchy, you get the robber barons, the Rockefellers.
You're talking about Socrates, right? That's a very Greco-centric view.
Yeah, and then from there, you go down to democracy, and then you give women the vote, and then eventually that turns to tyranny. So this has been going on for thousands of years.
In weak countries with weak cultures, yeah, sure.
It's the thing is, eventually,
I don't know one Chinese empire that gave women a vote or had a democracy. This is a Greek philosopher talking about very Greek centric issues and a lot
European
of Western government
issues.
Greek centric issues. Yeah. It was the basis of power went from Greek to Rome to the rest of Europe. I can agree with that, but there are systems that never go to democracy. They never fuck up like that.
Well, maybe they did go to democracy, but it happened so long ago, and then they went into tyranny that we don't remember that time, right?
Again, like I can't think of a democracy in China before Chinese Communist Party that is supposedly won. It was just
the Chinese were basically look. Okay, so you had the emperor of China, And then the communists came and they overthrew the emperor. So there's your aristocracy, right? So the aristocracy
gets thrown. What I'm saying is for thousands and thousands of years, it was just royal families.
Okay, but look at China as an example. So you get the emperor 100, 150 years ago in China. Then the communists come in and they're the warriors. They fight the emperor's army and they basically win, right? So they take over the country. So they're the Timocrats. And then they go down to oligarchs. So now we're in the oligarchy phase where big corporations have merged with the government. And now, you know, the Chinese corporations are, you know, making tons of money. And then eventually it'll go down to democracy. But women have been given more rights in China in the last 10 or 20 years.
The culture and the governmental system aren't inherently linked like the way Socrates, because Socrates had a narrow view because he was talking about Greece. Like you have it's not a democracy. It's not like open fair, but they still have feminism in China. Like they still have feminism in Iran. No one thinks about it, but in Iran, there's more women in college than men. That's feminism.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is feminism. So, but look at China is technically a feminist country because women have the right to work. Women have the right to, you know, to follow their own destiny. And are they having children? No, they're not. Right. So the fertility rate's crashing. They're pushing up. They've actually banned vasectomies and they've banned abortions in the last 6 months.
Bam.
But not officially, right? So if you go and you call up a hospital like, hey, I want a vasectomy, they're like, we need to discourage you from having this vasectomy. Or if you want to have an abortion, they're like, is it a healthy baby? It's like, yes. It's like, well, then we can't do this. Might try a different hospital. You keep calling all the hospitals and none of them will take the procedure.
The baby supports the liberation of Hong Kong. Okay, we got a spot for you right now. Abort that bitch. Chop suey on a motherfucker.
Psilocybin says, at Hammerhand, can Sandman please go off on Richard Cooper for a few? I don't know what he did, but yeah, if you got some.
Oh, I slept with his girlfriend and he liked it. That's what I did.
Oh, shit.
Wait, do you
mean John Goldman?
Did you bang her in the 07 Benz or the 06 Benz?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Richard Cooper, his whole shtick is he drives shitty mid-tier luxury cars to pick up single mothers. Like he'll drive around in like a Mercedes Benz, I think like a 7 Series from 08, and be like, I got a nice car. Call me for $1,000 an hour for coaching, and I'll teach you how to get a nice car. Well, it's like mid-level marketing, but he's just convincing weak men to pay him a lot of money.
I'd love to see what's going on. Like he had that like Obsidian, well, I can't remember, not Obsidian or something like some sort of coaching program that he had all these members and he was
Luminal Order.
Luminal Order, there we go. No,
the Seminole Fluid Order.
Yeah,
which ridiculous. I've heard several normies reference, and I was like, "You are stealing my joke."
And thanks for actually cracking that case, because I keep hearing that everyone said that it's undead. He's the one who brought light to this. Yeah, so thanks for doing that.
I was
because
roasting
that's
that cuckboy for months.
Look,
I saw him on Timcast. You know, I saw this dude on Timcast, and he, you know, have you played the Sonic games, Sandman?
Oh, I loved Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Jack Murphy looks like fucking Dr. Eggman. You can't tell me his body shape. He's got a beer belly. He got little legs. He got little arms. But when he goes to the Timcast studio, he puts his arms, his shoulders as back as possible, puffs up his chest and points out his beard, and he goes, I am a masculine man. I got a lot of pussy off dating apps. Listen to me, men, if you want to learn how to be men. Just the way he talked the first time I saw him Timcast, I'm like, oh, I know. There's no way. There's no way this dude is legit.
Bro, I mean, he talks with that light ass voice and the lisp. I mean, come on.
The grift is strong with this one.
Yes, it is, and it just shows you how. And no disrespect to fellas that fell for it, but just how fucking stupid and uninformed men are, and they're made this way. They're made this way to get fucking sucked off and thrown on a pile somewhere. It's very discouraging to see people fall for shit like that.
But look, there's no alternative because what's the alternative? Fresh and fit? Like, what do you?
yeah, sure.
So he, you know, John Goldman versus Fresh and Fit. I don't know. It's like, which evil? You know, I'm like, look, I'm standing in the road and I see like hell on one side and brimstone, you know, fire on one side, brimstone on the other. I got to pick which one I'm going to walk under.
If men, you know, it's like, men, do you want to learn masculinity from a skinny, fat Jewish scam artist who has stolen thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars from the public
school. You don't know how much money he's made. Like, look,
I know that he's received about a couple hundred thousand dollars from the charter school system in D.C. and he was sued for that.
He was terminated from that shit.
Yeah, no, like that's not even from this seminal org. This is just from him saying, you know, I was trying to help black kids. No, he was holding three different jobs, getting paid for them. But you got Mr. Democrat journalist. Jewish dude, nothing wrong being Jewish, but he's a Jewish dude who's pretending to be white. He is ashamed of his Jewish roots with an Irish name, who's fat and likes to pee on his wife in public. You got him teaching masculinity, or you have Myron Gaines, some rich, pretty boy. Well, I can't call him pretty. Some rich, privileged, suck up Arab bitch who wants to have sex with fat white woman in Miami. Are those people masculine? I would say no.
Come here.
Myron Gaines comes from a long family of men who would enslave Africans and ship them to horrible conditions, yet he feels entitled to using African-American slurs. So I'm not sure which one's worse, the Jewish dude LARPing as a white guy or the Arab descendant of slave traders LARPing as a black dude. Let me know in the chat, guys, which one's worse.
Just a moment. Go ahead and do your three. I'll be right back.
No problem.
But what do you think about that assessment, Sam, man?
I'm tired of these stupid people showing up and getting all these views. Look, what's going to happen is within 6 months to a year. Well, Jack Murphy is gone, right? He's dead. Like his whole brand is toast, but I'm just surprised Fesh and Fit's still going. Like I was, you know, after a year, maybe a year and a half, I think that there'll be a decline because anyone who shows up in the manosphere, if they're monetized now, they go through this like initial growth spurt and then the views just collapse. Right. I don't know if that's YouTube or if that's just people getting sick and tired of them. I don't know. But that's what I see happening.
Well, once they get demonetized, they stop making content because it's not about the message. It's about the grift.
Well, no. Like here, let me take a look right now. So like if I look at someone like Better Bachelor, like, you know, he peaked out. Let's see here. I'm going to take a look. Okay. So Better Bachelor, his views peaked out in August of 2020. At almost 10 million views a month. Now he's down to like three. Well, now this month it's been up back to 4.6, but still like, you know, the last few months it was like 2.5, 3. So is that his fault? But he's still monetized. So what happened? Why the views? What the subscriber counts have collapsed. He's only getting like 4,000 or 5,000 subscribers. He was getting like 20,000 or 30,000 subscribers a month in the first 6-7 months.
Who are we talking about?
Better Bachelor.
Oh yeah. Well, they're definitely trying to throttle him. I think he's kind of come off of the milquetoast shit a little bit and going a little harder. So yeah, then they throttle him.
Look at even Better Bachelor. Like he exploded, got 6-7 million views. Then he got, you know, it was like 4-6 million. Now he's down to like this month it's like 2. Last month it was 2.3. You know, so it's like the subscriber counts are still decent, but even this month it's only 8,000 subscribers. That's the lowest it's been since, let's see, like May 2020. So look, if you build up a successful Manosphere channel, you've only got 6 months to maybe a year and a half before they throttle it down to hell again.
Yeah, they'll find you. That's for sure. I was just going to comment on my sub count. I've been stuck at like 24.5 or something like that, 24.3 for 2 months, 3 months. And then all of a sudden here in the last like 7-8 days, 200-300 subs just popped up. So I don't know.
Let me see. Let me take a look at yours.
You know, you're being goofed with. You're being fucked with. You know that. You know, my channel's got what close to like 9 million fucking views. And the last channel had 40 million. So it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, look, it's just that's why I'm just like, I don't want to bother. Like, I just keep it relatively milquetoast and keep the same channel going because I don't want to keep jumping from channel to channel. It's too much hassle.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I cut loose MGTOW TV. No disrespect to them. You know, I had a couple of thousand folks over there following me pretty decently, but it's just a couple of thousand. You know, and
look,
to make
it's
separate
just
content,
it's another
fucking thing. I can't do it.
No, like if you can easily mirror it. So like if you contact Amir, he'll just mirror it. So like you know your channel will just get mirrored automatically. So you don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
you don't have to
I don't engage with it very much at all. It just makes me feel a little odd to have people over there commenting and engaging with the material, and I'm not there. It's weird.
Are you on BitChute at all?
No, I dumped them because I gave them 3.5 years and nothing has improved over there.
Well, they finally fixed the comments section 2-3 days ago, and I can actually finally post stuff without actually getting like spammed by hundreds of like alt-right fake people, Nazi people, right? So it's like, what's going on here? Like, you know, and they finally fixed it. Like, look, the whole BitChute thing is easy to fix. All you have to do is go and find advertisers and be like, I would contact Ray and I'd say, look, if you've got thousands of ad spaces, I'll make ads, like even little short ads that I make them like 10 seconds long, put them in front of the videos and sell that ad space in front of the videos. Like all of a sudden there would be a flood of people coming in because it's monetized. It's not that hard to do. Like all the CBD oil people, they can't sell ads on YouTube. Just start getting them to sell ads on BitChute.
I went to my BitChute because this conversation to try to bring up a stat. And one of the first videos I posted, it's just a thumbnail of Yogi Oabs. And the title is Naturopathic Beta Went MGTOW Because He Got Chlamydia. I barely remember that beef. But
that was a while ago, man.
It was like almost 2.5 years ago. But I posted a video on BitChute. I think there was some BuzzFeed black bitch who was like getting offended. Someone did a response video, so she copyright strike them all down. And then I made a very brutal takedown of her, and I put it on BitChute. And it was on the trending page for a bit. And I had a whole lot of ma Sargon, ma egalitarian, ma anti-SJW, ma conservative people getting pussy hurt in my video. How dare you talk about women like that? You should focus on the arguments and stop making fun of her appearance.
She is the fucking argument. The goddamn Oompa Loompa running up on people talking about I'm a 10. Really? Really, bitch?
Oh, yeah. No, let's talk about – do you guys talk about the fashion simp yet?
Who?
Samuels? No.
Yeah. Sam, it's just like, who? Kevin Samuels, the fashion simp.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, no, always wearing the nice fancy suits.
Well, I mean, fancy for his wallet. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mister, like, why are you wearing a suit? It's like it's so 20th century. Like, because
it's part of the image. he needs to project as if he makes money,
right? Yeah, I don't know. Like it just projects to me that he's old fashioned, right? So maybe all the women are like, oh, he's conservative. Look how hot he is.
It goes with the message that he preaches about being old fashioned and being a conservacuck. You know, and he brags about marrying 40 couples on this channel. I haven't even found a wife. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know why anybody would take that shit. 3 times? Huh?
Didn't he get divorced 3 times?
Twice.
What a bitch boy.
Fucking 2-time loser talking about how to date and marry people.
Or like Jesse Lee Peters, who's basically attacking MGTOW, even though he's been a MGTOW his entire life.
Yeah, it's kind of fucking weird. It was really strange for me to see JLP do that. You know, but I guess he's pretty buried in the religious end of things, and in my opinion, he just can't see clearly.
And then did you guys watch the video?
He's probably one of those weak Christians, which is most of them. Go on, Sandman.
Did you watch the video with what's his name, John Anthony Lifestyle? Like, I mean, I like his stuff when he's attacking Fresh and Fit. Like, he was the one that brought Fresh and Fit, you know, the grift to my attention, but. When he went after MGTOW, it was the most like sad video I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, he had nothing. There was like no criticism. He was trying so hard, and he still couldn't come up with anything.
No, I've not seen that. I'll have to get that info from you, or maybe somebody can post it in the chat there. Yeah.
Man. What did he say? He's basically like, MGTOW is bad because you need women, and there are so many nice women out there. I've met them. I know. It's like, all right, whatever.
All right. But that doesn't mean that MGTOW is bad. Okay. You can have, look, you can, this for everybody out there listening that agrees with that argument, you can have the greatest bitch in the world.
Mm.
She can be amazing, fantastic, incredible.
Suck the golf ball out of a hose. Dick.
You know, she can deliver children for you. She can also weaponize.
Only
the
gives me
laws
triplets.
To harm you. Yes. She can fuck you really, really bad.
Mm.
Really bad. And you have to be able to trust that won't happen. And you know, as soon as she ruins her body by pushing kids out, and they all feel that is the case.
Ooh.
They feel that they ruin their body by pushing out kids for you.
Saggy
they
pussy.
Will try to take you to court and take your motherfucking resources.
My pussy. Yep.
Well, now you hear what happened with Amber Heard. She had a kid, but she didn't actually push it out.
She opted for a C-section, right?
No, she had a surrogate.
Oh, I've known a couple of folks that do that. They use other people's bodies so that they can keep their
exactly
body.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I think that'll be a trend in the future where women will just pay other women to have labor for me, you know,
for rich women.
Yeah,
sure.
I believe that they will.
That's for rich women.
But if you do it enough, then all of a sudden,
about $20,000.
Not more than that. Depends on where the cheap states is 30. I mean, if you go abroad, it could be less. But
Mexico's like $35,000. I was
Fuck, really?
India used to be 12,000 about 5 to 10 years ago, but India banned it for like single men and all this kind of stuff.
Damn
they were allowed. Yeah, you could have had a kid for $12,000. Yeah,
I believe it. You know,
I guess I just go to India with my bong I'm married to, and the fact that she can't give birth, I need to find a surrogate. You know what I mean?
When would you like your baby delivered?
You've got a female bong, huh?
Yeah, all bongs are female. Hammerhand, you put your lips on it. Come on,
come on! It's just an object.
You'll learn this once I abduct you and forcibly make you consume marijuana.
That's a little sus. I'm just saying.
Well, what's sus about me abducting you and making you smoke some weed?
I'd like to see you try to abduct me, boy.
You would wake up and you're tied upside down in front of a giant lava pit, slowly getting lowered into it. And if you could smoke the blunt, I'll let you out. If not, give me a hammer hand, the crispy monk. That's all I'm saying.
That's all right.
First, you got to find him. He's probably parked out in Ottawa right now, waving a flag. So,
well, we'll be parked in the States if it makes its way here. But on the subject of alt tech, for both of you, you can take it as you see fit here. Sandman, you go ahead and start for it. What's your verdict on alt tech, man? Is it just not catching on, or are people just too lazy to leave what they know?
The problem is the lack of, okay, first of all, like if you want to use BitChute, the app has been banned off the app store, right? So MGTOW.TV, I think they went through the same thing. So you're not going to get the people on the phone to use it. And if 70, 80% of people are on their phones watching our content and you can't use an app, how are you going to consume that content?
Right.
So that's instantly going to cripple it right there. So it's not so much that people don't want to use it. It's just that people can't, you know, it makes it difficult. Like Odyssey is different. Like I don't know if Rumble has an app, but Odyssey has an app and it works. And I consume a lot of my content on there. Yeah. That works. And like a lot of content producers that were kicked off of YouTube are on there. They're getting 10, 20,000 views per video. Yeah. So it works. If you've been banned and your content is good, you're going to get the views. But for us, it's like, I don't think we can necessarily survive off of those platforms without YouTube. We have to use kind of YouTube as our like backbone. But I think you have to look at it like, okay, if you use BitChute, and if I'm getting 3,000 to 4,000 views per video on BitChute, that's 100,000 views a month, right? So that's a substantial chunk of my views. So I'm definitely going to promote and use that platform. You know, MGTOW.TV, 300 views, 350 views a video, not very much. But then you add Odyssey, another 300, 350. So now you got 700 views. So it's not very much, but it adds up, right? So, you know, you get, you know, between that and BitChute, I'm getting like, let's say on average 4, maybe 4.5, maybe 5,000 views per day. So that's not bad. I mean, I wish there were other platforms where we could post stuff that we could actually get more views. So it would collectively come up to 10 or 15 or 20,000, and then we wouldn't need YouTube anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that. Timothy Sokol says, if the truckers go off like the Canadians, this government will fire shots and they will be fired on.
Well, right now, what Sleepy Joe is doing is he's got Homeland Security working on figuring out ways to stop this. This is not going to stop. So they're starting, I think it's March the 4th or March the 5th. I don't know if they're going to be in Washington or they're starting their rally in California and then going from there. I don't know, but we're only like, what, you know, 2 weeks away from this, you know, two and a half weeks away from the start of this. And it's not going to stop, because the thing is, even if Canada gets rid of its mandates, the truckers and people, like if they go into the States, they still have to be vaccinated. So,
right.
So it has to work both ways. So the people who organize this in Canada are teaching the people in the States who organize it all kinds of lessons, but also the Canadian government is teaching the US government. So this is going to be like ramped up to a whole other level. You know, both the government and the truckers in the United States are going to hone this and get it like running like a fine-tuned machine. So we're going to see stuff we did not expect in Canada. Like stuff we didn't see in Canada, we're going to see in the States for sure.
Not hoping for it, but this is why you don't give up your guns.
Well, okay, look at it this way. So Ottawa has got 1 million people. It's maybe a quarter the size, the downtown core of like, not say a quarter, maybe like a tenth of the size of downtown Washington. Right. So you're still going to need like 10 times as many truckers in the States to seal up DC. And I think, you know, I think there'll be like 100, maybe 200,000 truckers. If they surround and park up DC and block traffic for like a month or two, what happens? Like, really, what happens? Like, what do you think? What happens at that point?
I think you've got an unstable influence sitting in the White House right now, and I think he would be just dumb enough to try to roll a tank in there and intimidate him.
It's, well, Justin Trudeau said he's not ruling out the army, right? That's he's not ruling it out. So, but they can't do that because then they come out, then the jig is over. Then you're basically like China at that point. The French just rolled out their like militarized police the other day. Like, I don't know if you've been looking at the units they've been using in Paris.
Oh, but, yeah. I saw it.
Yeah. So the French,
you're talking about French Quebecers.
Well, no, they're not going to do that. But look, Canada's armed forces only have about 50 to 60,000, 70,000 active troops. There's not enough troops to send to do anything, right? You can't police people on a massive scale. So they're using the cops, right? So, and the problem is right now there's a shortage of cops. The Ottawa police, they've been asking for more cops from other jurisdictions, but they don't have the cops to send them. So now, you know, their cops have been out in the cold for like 2 weeks, and they need like time off. And they don't have it. So their cops are becoming demoralized and they just want this to end too. But yeah, then
big time.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
No, man. Chronic, you got anything to say on that? Where are you going to be when the truckers roll in?
In DC? I cheer for the collapse.
It's not going to happen.
Of this disgusting system. I mean, you can say that, but no one really knows what's going to happen, right?
Now, I'm going
to
tell you.
Have you been to a country that's actually gone through economic collapse and turmoil before? Like, and
just
you, like
economic or military collapse?
Well, I went to former Yugoslavia back in the 90s, and there was oil embargoes. There was, you know, collapse of the currency.
Yeah, this isn't the same as the dominant global power collapsing. Right, like the last time Soviet that Union happened,
collapsed. Okay, right?
That wasn't the dominant global power.
It was a big part of.
do you think they were dominant compared to the combined Western forces? I'd say no, because who won the Cold War? Who had the economic power? The situation I'm talking about is like the Roman Empire collapsing. You could be like, well, some Germanic tribes collapsed. The Huns collapsed. They tore each other apart. That's not the same as a giant empire collapsing. I'm not saying I haven't been in that situation. I'm just saying I'm cheering it on.
Look, how can the United States collapse when a lot of the majority of their business is now overseas? So the American corporations have exported or importing all their profits from other countries. You know, like Walmart's in how many countries? How many countries is Starbucks in? Yeah, so all that money.
You see how that affects the United States by having their manufacturing apparatus in China. We're going through a second major chip shortage right now, and it's not because we don't have chips. It's because China's kicking us in the balls.
All the Starbucks that exist outside the United States are going to do jack shit if Starbucks in the United States get firebombed by political opponents. It's not an economic argument.
A lot of these companies already have their offices in places like Ireland. Look, it's all these American brands, right? So,
okay, but it's not an economic thing. It's a violence and warfare kind of thing. If the American people, the populace, starts Minecrafting each other in gratuitous levels, business is going to stop.
That's a good one. I like that.
It just is. You know, it wouldn't make economic sense. It never does.
No.
But it would still happen because people are ready for that.
Where something will pop off, and hopefully that doesn't happen. But
I just don't see on different sides of the fence on this one.
No, you gotta let me finish now. I don't see how it's not going to happen. These people are not going to give up what they have attempted to steal from you, what they've attempted to take. The fucking jig is up across the board. There's no denying that the masses are awake, and they're awakening slowly, but they're awake. They're seeing this now. They're seeing it. So Lee B says in the comments, before we go any further, there has been a huge mass gathering out in front of the Australian Parliament building in Canberra. I saw that. It's fucking enormous. Barely anything reported about it from the mainstream. It's because the mainstream is bought and paid for.
I would say it's not just an economic. Economics aren't just the only contributing factor to whether or not the shit goes down.
No, it's not. Right? Not it's, by far.
The difference between now and 2008 in the U.S. is that in 2008, the right wing and the left wing didn't want to, you know, pull each other's kidneys out in the street. They do now. So, you know, there's a lot, especially with this whole MGTOW red pill kind of thing. There is a growing, every year, the contingent of men that have absolutely nothing to live for. And I say live for, I mean sacrifice for this country for. Increases exponentially. They have no families, they have no potential mates, they have no decent jobs, and they have no chance at owning any land, any house, nothing.
Well, look around here, right now in Canada, the average house where I'm in right now is about $1.5 million. So how can the average person making $15-$20 minimum wage ever be able to afford an apartment, a cockroach apartment for like $700,000? It's not going to happen.
You can't.
There's only one way for them to eventually own a piece of anything, and it's gratuitous Minecraft activities.
Right. To take it.
Yeah.
That's right. You know why that's happening, right? You guys have your ideas on why that's happening? Well, I know why it's happening.
The valuation of currencies, right? So like all these people are buying, taking their valueless currencies or currencies that are losing value, and they're buying up all this property because they're trying to protect what money they still have. And that's pushing the prices up. Like housing around here has gone up like 30-40% in the last year and a half because of that.
Yeah, I agree that that's part of it. The other big component that no one talks about is we've already had just this year in 2 months, 300,000 people come across the border.
300,000 ounces of weed smoked.
Those are illegal. Look, yes, in Canada, we've
got to house them.
Those are rookie numbers. Dude, those are rookie numbers. Canada brings in 400,000 to 500,000 people in every year, and we have 1/10 of the population.
I know, but you still have to house them. So where are the houses going?
They're not building enough here. So what's happening up here is...
That's right.
There was a fire, I think, like a month and a half ago, and they're like... Three children died. They were related, but they weren't siblings. It's like, what does that mean? That means that three or four families were living in the same house.
Yes. Yeah, agreed. But that was my point. My point is that it's not going to the citizens of the country and the citizens of the country that can actually muster the money to buy one of these parcels, to buy a home, to put it on fucking on a checkout slip. They can't do it because those homes are being scoffed up by people like BlackRock.
Yeah.
And they're being given to house these future laborers and these people that are really going to wipe out the population that's here. They'll do it through breeding.
Look, they're not, because what happens is there's a demographics video that I watched just like about a week and a half ago. These two Canadian demographers, and they're on the left, which is just kind of more hilarious. They basically said that when people immigrate into a Western country, they adopt the fertility rate of the country they go into.
Damn,
because of... So the only way for the left to keep increasing the population, we're not going to get replaced through we're not going to get replaced through reproduction by bringing people in. The only way to replace people in the demographic that we're in is by bringing in people constantly from outside. But what's going to happen at some point is eventually you're going to have all these immigrants And you're going to have many, many Western countries at the same time saying, come to our country. And then Canada will be like, no, come to our country. And then the Australians will be like, come to our country. So the immigrants are going to be like looking around like, which country shall we go to, right?
Like, immigrants are going to be like, I don't want to go to Canada. It's a shithole full of immigrants.
Exactly. So then they'll be like, well, let's go to Australia. Okay. And then for a few, and then it'll become bad and no one will want to go to Australia anymore. And then they'll be like, well, where do we go next, right? So eventually you get to the point where you're going to have – too many illegal immigrants and not enough illegal immigrants for all these countries to go around. And then you're going to start to see like population like collapse everywhere, because right now since 1970 the United States, Canada, Australia, we are below replacement fertility in 1970.
Yes, I know. And
so this has been going on for like 50 years.
Can you imagine if they never opened up the gates for immigrants to flood in, so the corporations didn't keep on making money?
Well, look, it all comes down.
Me and Hammerhand would own three different properties. We'd have a lake house, a mountain house, and a city house.
We just might.
Yeah. Look, it's all about nominal GDP, right? So they don't care about, you know, like, oh, like how much money is each person making, you know, and is each person getting ahead? No, they just care about is if we have as many people as possible, every person needs a phone, cell phone plan. Everyone needs a car. Everyone needs to heat their home or whatever they're living. So it increases profits for all these corporations, but on the average, for the average person, it destroys their quality of life. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, but it raises the quality of the importee.
Vastly. How does it raise the quality of them?
Are you kidding me? They were living in a fucking trash can in a mud hut.
Yeah, but you import the third world. The first world doesn't stay the first world. It becomes the third world eventually. Look at LA.
I agree. Right? 100%. But I'm saying that our standard of living is exponentially higher than most of the rest of the world.
Yeah, for sure. So look, people even in Eastern Europe are like, why would you want to leave Canada? I'm like, because I can't afford a house. And people in Serbia are like, why would you come to Serbia? And I'm like, because houses are $50,000. Because
I can afford to live. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I can buy, what is it? 30 houses for the price of one house in Canada in Serbia. But the thing is, the country land is depopulating. There's Canadians that are moving over there and starting up their own Canadian villages.
I believe it. Look, I can
bring some damn maple trees.
I see it happening everywhere. Westerners are moving out of the West.
Yeah. So that is the one thing that can accelerate the collapse of the West. Because if you get enough Westerners moving to Eastern Europe or Japan or whatever, wherever, then all of a sudden, who's going to pay the taxes?
Well, who's going to send their sons to serve with the military and the police to protect the immigrants from each other? Oh, who's going to protect all the banker boys from all the violent anti-bankerism that they're importing into Western countries?
The bankers are moving to crypto. They're moving to other models. So
when I say banker, I'm talking about a specific rich, not a specific ethnicity, a specific combination of rich, ethnicity, and religion, right? Who's going to protect the people that hate Native Europeans and European countries.
Who's gonna make their cars for them? Who's gonna make their weapons for them? Who's gonna, you know,
who's going to care when Alu Ak Mohammed blows up a synagogue in France? Nobody's gonna care. Nobody cares right now. Nobody cares.
Look, I'm speaking to people, like I've got clients who are of a certain certain schnauzel persuasion, let's say, and let's just say that they are telling me things like, anti-Semitism is on the rise, right? Ooh. And I'm like, of course it is.
Anti-whiteism has been pushed by their friends in the media, so I don't give a fuck.
But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, because think of it this way: if all of a sudden you try to destroy the dominant demographic, that's your buffer zone between you and complete chaos and destruction of your peoples, why would you do that? Like, it's like suicide. Why would you do that? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, why wouldn't they do it? Some
smart people in power think that a non-racial, completely diverse mutt community is the perfect answer to stop anti-Semitism. They think that whites are.
That's not going to work. It's going to get worse, and it has been getting worse.
I'm not arguing against that. I'm just saying, turn on MSNBC. You're going to see a lot of non-white people pretending to be white, saying whites have privilege and need to leave.
But I'm trying to convince them. I talk to them and I say, look, the reason this is happening is because of these demographic issues. And they're like, no, 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 you're wrong. And you can't get through to them. Like,
even if you could convince the schnauzel types that you're friends with, those aren't the ones responsible for this wide push. It's like the top 2% of them. It's
well, not the majority. I agree. Look, the majority that I work with, they're basically like you and me. They have their own, like, you know, they want to just live a decent life.
I love thick yowzers in my face. I would take a latke, a potato, Jewish pancake titty to the face 8 days out of the week. I would. Maybe I'll move to Israel and just say I'm Jewish. I don't know.
No, you don't want to move there, bro. No. That's
Tel Aviv. I partied in Tel Aviv before. I woke up with a bunch of cops like asking me where my hotel was. I was like, "This is nice." In the U.S., I'd just be thrown in the drunk tank.
They are something else over there, boy. They will really come after your ass. The females will. The females are very, very empowered.
Hammerhead, you ever get a nose job before?
Not until I get punched in the fucking face.
I'm just trolling, Sandman. What were you saying?
I can't remember.
Sorry, I'm just distracting, get it back
on my train of thought.
With my innuendos.
It's all good. Okay. Well, while we're trying to figure that out, let me take a couple of comments out of the chat here real quick. Victor Von Frankenstein, hope these messages find you gentlemen well. Sub is you'd like. Got to shill a bit. Oh, right on, man. We can do that. Cat food millionaire. I love that one. It's easier to manipulate smaller groups because the small groups are afraid of the other groups at the same time. Well, that has some stuff to do with it, but it's not everything, man. You know, fear is exploited. The idea of driving a wedge or creating a wedge issue where there was none, that's one of the biggest things that's going on right now. Most of this shit could be settled, but in my humble opinion, you'd have to kill every politician everywhere. Because they're the ones that keep it going.
You hear this, same man? I'm trying to dance around like a dreidel. I'm trying to dance around like a dreidel to avoid any kind of strikes. And the Hammerhand goes and says that. I'm just like,
yeah, look. Incitement of violence, not a good thing. So
no,
I was thinking about that. Yes, it is. Like that's an incitement of violence.
I did not tell anybody to go out there and.
No. That's enough. Right. Like, so what I'm saying is. What I've been thinking about while we were talking about this is like, okay, we've got MGTOW.TV. We've got Odyssey. What I would be doing is I would get this stream going. You got 467 people in the chat right now.
Right.
What I would do is I would do like a clean discussion for half an hour on YouTube, and then take it into after hour session into onto Odyssey and MGTOW.TV.
You know, that sounds like a good idea.
That's a very good idea because then we can grow those alt tech platforms because the only way we can get people over there is by saying now we're going to talk about this, but we can't talk about it here. We got to go over there. Now and then even if we get about like
Brittany Venti's deliciously bouncing tatas on MGTOW.TV.
Okay, what? Did she just get married?
I think she got engaged.
To who?
I don't know.
Who the fuck?
Some sucker
it,
bitch.
You know, it is what some sucker duck. You got it. You got it.
Look, go ahead and finish up. I gotta admit, she's pretty entertaining. Like, you know, it's one of
she
those
is.
Things.
And she actually has some pretty reasonable fucking takes, but you know, she comes across and she's like, bow down, hoes. You will do what I tell you because I am a woman. And you know, that takes me out of it.
Yeah, it's just look. I would tune into her channel and be like, "What the fuck is this? Like, is it sarcasm? Is it like it's the
it's
truth?"
Hard
and
to
a
tell.
Look, the only thing I care about on her channel is the lower third of the screen. I have never heard her say something that's new or thought engaging that I haven't heard from a man ever. Period.
So
the only thing that makes her unique is she got tatas. That's it. So
she has her twisted sense of humor, and that's
so I mean, if I want to laugh, I'm not listening to Brittany Venti.
If I want to laugh, I'll just watch that woman who fell over after taking all those shots.
Fuck, man,
that was awesome.
Like, Snap, crackle, pop goes the bitch's skull in front of the shot.
That was you talking about that comedian bitch?
Yeah, that was pretty. Yeah. I was like, I had to watch that like 5-10 times over. I was like,
old girl says, and she's like.
And then the audience just bursts out in laughter. That's my favorite part, where you know you get all the people laughing.
I think it's part of the stand-up.
Her skull.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, she's like seizing on the floor. Yeah,
well, you know what happens when you look. I'm not going to try to read too much into the religious point of it, but when you mock and denigrate God, and then 5 seconds later you're on your fucking back.
No, God has a great sense of humor, right?
Maybe comedic timing is
perfect. Right? God's got perfect comedic timing.
All right, let me read a comment here real quick. Actually, I'm going to read a couple of them. Don, the sovereign citizen, what Hammerhand described is our constitutional duty. When the system gets corrupt, we have a duty to remove it. That is in our papers, in our constitution. So, yeah, I'm not saying anything that's super, super, you know, inflammatory. Not at all. Wireless Plum at Hammerhand, what are your thoughts on sperm donation? I say don't do it. Because in the last 3 years, it's gone from $25 a pop to $800 a pop. Mm. That should tell you all that you need to know.
Well, just if you have unvaccinated sperm, it'll be worth its weight in gold at some point.
I know at some point it will be, but don't do it, because sperm donors are not relieved of a responsibility when some bitch decides that they're going to sue them.
Does it find out
who you are?
Do you have the same opinion no matter what the purpose for the sperm donation is?
Say again?
You know, if the purpose of the sperm donation is different than the typical sperm donation, do you also say don't donate?
Well,
because, you know, there's been like an epidemic. There's been like an epidemic of pink eye in my local city. And so, like, sometimes when I'm in the back of an Uber and I see some bitches rubbing their eyes outside the club, I'll give them some juice to help them, you know, get rid of the infection.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to risk it, homie.
They have cold sores too?
I mean, after they get the juice, yeah.
There's a fucking beast, man. There's a beast. Oh, well, gentlemen, we're moving in on 1 hour and 35 minutes. I think maybe we can talk
for another. I'm good for another half hour if you guys.
You pretty much got 930 live viewers right now. You got 470 on my channel and like 470 on your channel.
So
like,
well, but how many of them are overlapping though?
No? That's true. There's probably some overlap.
I mean,
who's
watching both streams at the same time? I don't know.
No matter who it is, hello.
Well, people have screens open so they can watch the comments, because the comments are different on each one, right?
But like, what would that be? True. Do you think like 10% of people?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, maybe like 5-10%.
So like, at least you have 900 people watching Hammerhand.
Now we got to talk about woke Lord of the Rings.
Wait, Hammerhand. I'm ready for this.
We was dwarves. We were dwarves.
Oh God, it's so bad. Have you guys seen?
I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see Gollum in a dress. That's what I'm waiting for.
Was dwarves.
I don't think you're gonna see it, because this is supposed to be thousands and thousands of years before the events of Jackson's.
Thousands of years before gender was invented.
Yeah, but it's gonna be in there. So. Somebody was hitting me up a little bit earlier when I was setting this stream up, and I made a comment on my community tab about there's black elves now. And they're like, what's wrong with black elves? I said, they don't exist.
What's wrong with white Black Panthers?
I don't have a problem with black. Look, watch The Witcher. They've got black elves in that, but it's not woke. It's fine.
I would disagree.
No, I can't say that, man, because You can be cool with anything.
Yes.
J.R.R. Tolkien specifically laid this out. This is a European English mythology. There were no black elves. There were no black dwarves. You know?
I think
the race swap and the race hustle thing, the tokenization of any character to me is a pimp ass thing to do. I just don't like it. And I was talking
to my best friend about this, because he's a huge Lord of the Rings fan. And he's the son of Jamaican immigrants. You know what he told me?
Hmm.
He said, fuck. They're going to put black people in the most trash Lord of the Rings shit in the world. That's going to
make them look bad.
It's going to look so bad. First of all, how do you compete with the original trilogy? You simply can't.
So you
finally add black people to the lore, and it's written by a bunch of gender studies, Xanax popping. Feminist whores taking zinc shots up the ass between writing sessions. It's going to be dog shit. It's going to be absolute dog shit.
Look, are you like, I saw people tweeting about it, and I saw that Like the only thing that kind of got my attention was that the nice armor they put that chick in. That was the only thing that was.
Yeah,
that was
Galadriel. Good. She shouldn't be in any kind of armor.
But okay, but that was it. It's everything else that I saw. I was like, this is boring. Like, I'm not even going to bother watching this. It looks
it didn't look great. But the fact that you have unbearded dwarven women, you're not supposed to have that. You know, these guys are not, they're not obeying the lore. And the people that carry these series forward through time are the diehards. Going to lose the diehards.
I've been the biggest Star Trek fan since the 80s and 90s.
Oh, God.
And I can't watch that. I can't watch Picard. And
right.
I can't. I'm just like, I watched it's the first season of. Awful. Yeah, it's. I can't. I'm like, I don't even look at it as Star Trek anymore. It's not Star Trek.
It's some bullshit that they churned out and they slapped a Star Trek and a Star Wars label on it.
This reminds me of a quote from Tolkien. Evil can never create. It simply corrupts. Something like that. Or destroys. Agreed. And corrupts.
Yeah, I agree. And that's been popping up a lot.
SJW ideology can never create a good story. They have to take over some other shit and corrupt it.
Yeah, that's been popping up a lot. Into the chat real quick. Wireless Plum at Hammerhand. I was asking because I'm a child of a sperm donor and have never met my father. If you know that that's the deal, and they know who it is, in my opinion, if you can get a good read on it, cool. If you're over 20 or 25 years old, I don't know that it would be the best thing in the world for you to do.
So, you know, so your mother decided to not submit in her youth and deprive you of a father just so she can tell society she had a child? Your mom's a bitch.
I think it's fucking awful what people do with sperm donations, and they're like, we don't need no man. We don't need this element that is essential to life for boys and girls growing up. I don't need that because I was told so.
They don't need a man, but they want a man.
But they want a man, right? And I have to question both of those. Okay, you don't need a man, but you want a man. Then what? When you tell me that you want a man, but you don't need a man, one's just as bad as the other. We were made to complement one another, and somehow down the road, you got the idea that you're better than me.
Compliment? We're meant to be their slaves. That's what we're meant to be. Come on.
I'm not meant to be their slave, and they're not meant to be mine, but there's an order here.
This is the problem. Like, you know, we're asking ourselves, why are women getting into politics? Why are women trying to control men more and more? Because if we go our own way, they've got to up the ante because they can't live without having someone to control.
Where do you think that ends up? I mean, how do you think that shows itself in the bottom line to get men to engage or to pay for all of the shit that they vote themselves, the entitlements that they vote themselves? What's the end game?
We just stop producing, and then they slowly starve out, and then they start bringing in their titty totalitarianism. That's it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, at some point in time, they will try to compel you through force.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean just because I'm making something for them doesn't mean I have to do a good job at it.
Oh, so sabotage.
Not even just like quality, low quality of stuff, right? So stuff breaks down and make sure their quality of life is shit. And there are always going to be some state somewhere in the world that's going to produce better stuff, that's going to produce a better quality of life.
I don't have to give them that good nut. I just got to give them a nut, like a cashew. Yeah.
It's just sort of like, oh, not a
more like a, you know, I walk into my son's room and like a week after he's gone and I pick up one of the crusty socks and throw it at a bitch. That's what they deserve.
That's pretty awful.
Pretty awful. Wait, Sam, have you, I think I've talked about this before. You heard of the story that Uruguayan jail where if a bitch gets pregnant, she gets let out of jail. So like dudes would beat off into socks and throw it over the fence.
Yeah. You told us bro, that when you were talking to TFM.
We need to talk about that story. So I would pay to send Hammerhand down there on a Vice-esque documentary and just interview the dudes. Hammerhand's like interviewing some guys. He's like trying to beat it. Hammerhand's like, so what do you think about MGTOW? This guy's just like, huh?
I wonder if they can sue the father that will be.
I mean, what the fuck? How can they prove who it is, right? Like, if I come in a sock and hand it off to somebody else, like hot potato hot sock, right, and just throw it over the fence.
That's gonna have like Hammerhand as like one of those touristy vests with a bunch of different lubricants on it, and there's
how the fuck do you get it in there? You feel like you turn the sock inside out and then you smash it up in your pussy. How do you get it in there?
What if like 10 guys all come in the same sock? How do you prove who's it is?
Hammerhand, have you ever eaten peanut butter with your fingers?
You no.
Two fingers?
No. No.
Look, we know what's happening. The guards are just banging the prisoners, right? That's what's happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff going on.
And they want it. They're like, the guards are like, wow, free brothel. This is great.
I'm going to have a live stream 5 years from now. It's going to be Chronic impregnating every bitch in this prison live stream. It's just going to be me in the woods with like an entire damn Walmart section of Hanes socks ready to go.
Heinous, man. You know that, right? You're heinous.
Some zinc pills too, because I'm going to get deficient real quick.
All right, gentlemen, talk amongst yourselves and bring up a nice topic or something. I'll be back in just a moment. Got to go drain the main vein.
Talk about a nice topic. What are we going to bring up?
So I guess I can't talk about beating off in socks and throwing it into a jail cell.
Well, you're not going to get banned for that or get a strike.
I know. Isn't that so funny? Like, you know, TFM could talk about putting things in his booty hole. I could talk about beating off in socks, throwing it to bitches. But you say hold women accountable, rip goes your channel, right?
Well, I'm doing a topic, called Take Women's Rights Away. We'll see how it happens with that.
Everybody put F in the chat for Sandman's channel. Put F in the chat.
Nah, dude, it's not going to happen. Look, what's going to happen is... If you title it
Take Women's Rights Away, dude, that's what took TFM down. That is his constant.
Well, he constantly saying that, yes, but yeah. I'm just gonna say it once. And my first thing is like, I don't want their rights taken away. But the problem is, if women have the rights, which I want to give them, their thing is they want to take my rights away. If I give them rights, they take my rights away. But I want them to have rights. So there's the paradox.
Yeah, I had a female debating me last night, and she was saying, like, I don't see why you think you should take the freedom of speech away from communists. Shouldn't we treat everybody equally? I'm like, well, no. Communists have freedom of speech right now, and all they try to do is take away my freedom of speech. Why should we give people who want to take our rights away rights? They've proven they can't handle it. They've proven they want to take my rights away. It's like, you shouldn't stab anybody. Well, if someone's stabbing you, are you allowed to stab them back? No, we should just have no one stab each other. That's not that. We're beyond that, bitch. We're getting stabbed. We're gonna fight back.
Look, I want women to have rights. I just don't want them to take mine. But the problem is, when they need to take my freedom away, because that's what they do. That's what that they feel comfortable and confident in life if they have a man to be their slave.
Yep. Do you feel like egalitarianism? True egalitarianism will ever be a thing?
I want it to be, but I don't see it becoming a thing because there's too many women that want to take men's rights away.
And that's an acknowledged part of it, and it's not like we don't see it. I mean, you can see that in every Congress, in every House, and every Parliament all over the West, openly advocating for taking the rights away from men.
Well, they're not openly advocating. They're just fucking around with the things that we enjoy. Let's just put it that way.
Sure, but when they submit bills, like out in Australia not too long ago, submitting a bill, it got killed, but the fact that it was even drawn up was unbelievable. To reduce a woman's work week to 28 to 32 hours and then hand the rest of that to men and make it law.
Well, did you see what happened in Switzerland? Right? So women get to retire at the age of 64 and men get retired at the age of 65. And so what happened was there was a debate, and now some guy identified as a woman, and then he got early retirement.
Yes. Right? That's what we should do. Like if gynocracy laws come to pass, I'm a woman.
Yeah, you were saying that on a couple of videos a little while ago. Talk about, hey man, if they're going to just do that to you, just switch your identity.
But guess what? Then the Swiss government said, "Oh, what we're going to do now is women's retirement age has been boosted to 65 as well."
So they just made it equal.
Yes, but it's still not equal because men in Switzerland live to the age of 81 and women live to the age of 85. So they're still getting 4 extra years of government money.
Yep. Yeah, we die sooner, man, because we gotta get away from it.
Because we want to, because of them.
Because we deal
because
with
women. It's easier. Because
we deal with women.
That's fantastic.
No, okay, well, the more stress you have, the earlier you die. It's damage to your heart. It's damage to your vasculature. So you have a group of men and a group of women. Who gets more stress in marriage? Well, it's scientifically proven that men are unhappy if their wives are unhappy, but women are actually more happy when their husbands are unhappy.
Yeah.
So women are the sources of stresses in marriage because they keep on pushing a man. They push and push and push and push. So all it takes is a couple dudes per 100,000 to die 10 years earlier of a heart attack, and that explains those numbers.
Well, if you see what's actually going on in Russia, I don't know why men are living longer. Like, the average age was like 58 or 59 when they died. So the Russian government was like, everyone gets a pension at 60. It's like, but we're all dead by 58 or 59. So what's happening?
Awful.
So now the Russian government's like, they're living longer. They're living until 65. We got to push the retirement age up. Like, keep, 65, push the retirement. So they're pushing the retirement age above the life expectancy for men. But women's, it's hilarious. It's just like, what is going on?
It is what it is, man. We've bought ourselves a world of trouble with retirement and social security schemes. They're never going to pay off for the people that they were designed to pay off for. And they always hide this shit from you.
The only reason it's really about this is because women got the vote. That's it.
I agree. Repeal the 19th.
It's not going to happen.
I'm a firm advocate. I know it's not going to happen, but I'm a firm advocate of that. And that's why I say it. All of this shit started, all of these troubles started for our countries and the West in general when they were empowered to vote. They didn't win the vote. They didn't fight for the vote. They didn't firebomb coffee houses for the vote. They were awarded the fucking vote.
That's the whole Socrates Plato thing I was talking about with democracy. Like, it just eventually it turns to tyranny because we give people the right to vote who don't earn the responsibility to vote.
Yeah, agreed. And they're trying to do it with 16-year-olds in California now.
No joke. Good. I want California to crash faster.
It'll go down fast as fuck if you put 16-year-olds in a position to vote.
We may not have the 19th repealed before this country ends. That's okay. We'll have something better. We'll have something called Twitter trials. What's that? We get the entire Twitter server on a mobile device. Get a long line. All the people that want to come into the fortress. They go to the left. They go to the right. You type in a couple words on their Twitter bio or their history. They've ever tweeted out anything about white privilege, their cattle feed.
Yeah. That's going to be hard to prove.
They've exposed themselves.
It's going to be really hard to prove. Let's go to the comments for a second before we start to wrap this up. Jacob Mann says, at Hammerhand, they hoard themselves out for the vote. Yeah, I mean, I suppose that's true. They did. They hoard them out for the vote. PJ Lutta, God, why is it so damn difficult to understand? That's kind of what you were talking about as far as a net taxpayer and a net tax consumer to that Ukrainian broad you were talking to last night or night before.
Yep.
Yeah. She didn't understand it. I think she understood it. She was just playing dumb, about net tax consumers.
Nah, she probably didn't understand it.
I don't know, man.
All of her arguments were, but I know a single mother that makes a lot of money, but I know this person that does this. It's the same arguments.
A single mother, not many single mothers. That's what I'm saying, all right? Single mothers.
Yeah, it's the same kind of argument I have with these bread boy YouTubers, like all these weak, effeminate soy boy men with, radiuses, the radius, your arm bone, that have the same strength of like a spiral notebook, right? They have bitch think. They can't think in terms of population. They can't think in terms of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. They think, but Aunt Becky down the street is a single mother, and she's really nice to me. She gave me lemonade and cookies when Uncle JoJo put his Lolo in my no-no. Yeah. They're weak. I had a final argument discussion with this bread tuber, and he was just like, I just think you're a bad person, Undead Chronic. I just don't think you care about people. And I was just like, I expect you to say that. I think you're a weak person. You are too weak to know what needs to be done. And anybody that's masculine, you see as a bad person. These people are weak. Don't bail out the boat. Sit in the corner and watch the pretty birds fly in the sky. You need to throw those people off the boat. They're useless. They're dead weight.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. Gentlemen, we are approaching the two-hour mark. I think we have time to
see. Most of the time, you could ignore those people, but the fact that there's so many of them now.
You can't ignore them now. There's millions and millions of them.
Yeah.
There's millions and millions of them. This is, like I said, these people and these organizations, these think tanks, they don't think in 10-year increments. They think in centuries-long increments.
yeah, they're not going to make it. Like they're not thinking at all. They're just thinking like that this is going to work, but it's not going to work.
Have you ever seen something that started out as really, really good, decent, had potential, and you could kind of see it devolve and back itself into a corner and fail? That's what we're doing. That's what we're dealing with right now.
I've seen all that. There was this thick bitch in leather I took home.
From I the knew it was coming to some shit like that.
She started taking off her pants, and I was like, you know, it was really well formed when it was in the pants, but she took them off, and I'm like,
ouch.
Yo, I feel like I'm watching like How It's Made of the preformed biscuit cans. This is kind of gross.
Man. You just had to do it, didn't you? You just had to do it.
Hammerhand, do you expect anything different from me?
No. That's why you're on the panel, because I love the juxtaposition, my friends.
Mm. Yes.
So, Mr. Sandman, if you would like some parting remarks, we'll hear you.
I don't know. Like, what would you like me to talk about?
You can say anything, man.
Talk about the fattest bitch you ever smashed.
No, God, no. For the chat, for the kids, please don't.
No, I'm not going to bring that up.
You
no.
can send.
Oh, that's like, okay. That means
I was sitting in a car with her, and all of a sudden she like.
It means he's at least the size of two bull elk. So that's all I need to.
No, I did not go. For that size, but the fattest one that I actually was sort of seeing back when I was like early 20s, it's like I'm sitting there in the car with her and she just like brings her tits out, just like pops them up right out of her top. Like
nice.
It's like I might as well say, and then just looks over, sees some titties, is like
it was broad daylight, we're in a parking lot, and she just like brings them out, and I'm thinking to myself like, what are you doing? Like are you insane, right? And she's like, do you like the rings? And I'm like, yeah. Like,
bitch, I don't study trees.
She thought I was rejecting her because I wasn't interested in like playing with them in the middle of the parking lot in the middle of broad daylight with people walking by. It's like, what do you think's going on here?
The fucking tits come out and you hear Sandman here.
You see, that's the crazy thing. Sandman's just like, I'm not going to talk about that shit. And then Chronic convinced him to talk about it. So thank you, Sandman, for that wonderful story.
You bring the worst out of people.
This,
you know
I've got a new strategy with these videos. So like, I was like, I'm not going to post this on YouTube. Well, I'm going to probably post the first half hour, 45 minutes. And then if people want to watch the rest, they got to go to the other platform.
I'm just going to clip the short out and be like, Sandman talks about the fattest titties he'd ever seen. And it's going to be like 10 seconds of you just talking about that.
Like 10,000 views for like 35 seconds, right?
Yeah, you get the visual of the parking lot and with, you know, like whipping them out, you know, there you go.
I'll do sound effects.
No, God, no. Don't do it. All right, gentlemen, 1 hour and 55 minutes, and I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up and call it a day. I'll put some of those strategies to use, and I'll talk with the fellas over there at MGTOW TV. And see if we can get it going again, but I just can't manage anything.
Like after hours, look, talk to AMR, the guy who runs it, and be like, look, just mirror my channel, and he'll just automatically go through your YouTube channel and automatically just mirror everything. Number one,
he's done that. He did that before.
Okay, so get him to do that. Number one. Number two, do the after hours live stream stuff there, and then you can still make money. And if you've got an audience here, they're most likely follow you in the middle of a live stream.
Shit. Like it took them 3 years just to build up 2,000 folks out of 40,000 that I had.
Look,
so it's just don't come over.
But look, we're getting that's still better almost than Odyssey. And Odyssey has a lot more traffic on it.
Yeah.
So just
I know it does.
Look, BitChute has the most potential. It just needs advertising. And if we had like alt advertising, like if we had like, you know, that little ads that I put in the front of, like if we had those on front of every single video, like that kind of stuff would be fantastic. Like imagine if you're like the red pill ring guy and you go to BitChute and be like, hey, can I put this on all of the MGTOW and men's channels combined? How much is it going to cost me? Right. Like, and BitChute would be like, oh, okay, here's our, you know, ad rep, and they'll take care of this for you.
Yo, I'd run ads for bitches OnlyFans as a joke. I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, look at this bitch. Look at her bounce around. Do you want to see this bitch's titties naked? Consider donating to what's your link here, Hammerhand?
It's up there in the thing. It's paypal.me/HammerhandTMM.
Consider donating to Cash App/Hammerhand. Or Hammerhand's PayPal at paypal.me/HammerhandTMM.
HammerhandTMM, yeah.
The MGTOW Monk.
It shouldn't say and.
It says Hammerhand. Oh, yeah, right. I'm just fucked up. Sorry about that. Hammerhand, nice. The MGTOW Monk. Let me try that again. If you want to support these shows, consider donating to paypal.me/hammerhandtmm. Hey, thanks for having me on, Hammer. I'll bounce out of here now.
I appreciate you, Chronic. You're wonderful. Thank you, Sandman. I appreciate you both. You guys are wonderful, and we'll catch you on the next one, man.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Then there was one. One warband. One warrior. Let's get to some of these super chats. I have some I had to pick up on. I missed them last night. And if you want to support the show, consider donating to paypal.me/UCW show. I think this is where I left off. Let's get these super chats, guys. From Artie, Artian says, I don't understand how people can marry or be with women when their pictures are leaked on the internet. In other news, Venti does look nice. Yeah, she has some nice titties, don't she? She has nice titties. Artian says, for Hammerhand, I just noticed it must be No Nut November all year long for you. No amount of lotion would soften up those rough hands for Undead Chronic. I just watched The Walking Dead and realized that when society falls, instead of hearing whistles in the woods like the survivors, you'll hear Poonyiti in the dark, and the warband will appear out of nowhere. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. It'd be a great time, though. It'd be a great time. Brian says, Chronic, just touching bases with you and Yeetus. And then he sent me his email and cell phone. Thanks for the donation, man. Jean says, thank you for the answer, my buddy Chronic. Now he owes me drinks tonight at the bar. I tried telling him to go to the gym, and talking to people is better than dating books. Give a shout out to my buddy Ty. Shout out to Ty. Ty, go to the gym. Please give him a roast, Chronic. Ty, you weak-ass bitch boy. Can't even bench one plate on each side. I go to the gym, and I only see you using one machine. The vending machine, weak-ass bitch-ass boy. Ty, what's that? Two letters? T-Y? Yeah, two letters stand for the two testicles you don't have, bitch boy. There's your roast. Continuing. This one is from a Fred. Fred says, nothing. Thank you for your donation, Fred. This one is from 1850s. He says, my phone isn't letting me call in. Could you answer the questions? And there's a lot of questions. I'll get that to the next stream, man. Just hit me up on the Discord if you're listening. This one is from B. B says, I always support truthful content like Undead Chronic, Raging Golden Eagle, and TFM. I might be into plowing bussy, but I'm not a commie bundle of sticks. Yeah, that's my bussy boy. If you guys want to support the show, consider donating to paypal.me/UCW show. That's paypal.me/UCW show. We have 400 people listening. I could do some call-ins, but I'm pretty tired, guys. It's pretty late. I think I'll end it here. I'll play the outro song, and thanks for joining me for the show, guys. Helping Hammerhand out and such. It was a good stream. It's been Undead Chronic, guys. Take it easy.